And the theme for this episode is one that I think is going to be a lot of fun. There are a lot of places that we've highlighted once, twice, three, four times, as many. But there's not a ton of places that we haven't highlighted yet. And so that's what I wanted to make sure this episode was about, the side of Lake Charles that you haven't heard about yet. Thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm Brady Raynard.
And I'm Candy Rodriguez in for Jillian Corder. We're excited to bring you the authentic stories and experiences of Southwest Louisiana with all the tools you need to build your own personal Lake Charles itinerary.
We got another great show for you. Episode 95. We're going to talk to Madison Yates here from Visit Lake Charles as we delve into the side of Lake Charles that you don't hear about. You know, kind of getting some off the beaten path, if you will, some of the secret spots, the things that maybe locals only know, or you have to be here for a little bit to figure out.
I love that because sometimes when you're traveling, you just don't know that.
Sure.
So if you're visiting, I want to know where the locals are.
Yep. And so hopefully we give you some good ideas for your own itinerary, whether you live here or not. But before we get to that, as we always do, let's have a taste of Southwest Louisiana
with a segment we call On the Eats.
And this week we head to Lula's Tamales. It's a small little no-frills Mexican food restaurant that is on the north side of Lake Charles off of Highway 14. And they have some awesome tamales, which, I mean, if you're going to be named Lula's Tamales, you better be nailing the tamale part.
Oh, yeah. She definitely does. We're talking pork, beef, chicken, cheese, jalapeno. She has so many beans and cheese.
Well, you know, they opened in 2025, but she has been making tamales for decades and selling them, like that being a business venture, if you will.
She was doing it at the local farmers markets across Southwest Louisiana. She was traveling from the north to south, east to west, to all these events.
And so she's got decades of experience of doing so, and they are fantastic. And she actually has a menu that kind of rotates each selective days. And so we went on Tuesday.
The best day.
Taco Tuesday. And so we were able to try both the tacos and the tamales.
Yes. And you know what I love about their street tacos? These ladies.
Everything?
Well, everything. Absolutely. Absolutely. They are classified as street tacos. And normally street tacos are very small. These are not that small.
And there are a ton.
She gives you five.
Yeah.
Five tacos. And what I loved about these tacos, these ladies, as I was talking to them, I discovered they're from South Texas. So they're from the RGV, from the Valley. And if you know, you know. But they add something to these tacos. Before they even put the meat and cilantro and onions on it, they put some cheese on the tortilla and they grill that up.
Mm.
That's the base.
Yeah.
Then they add your choice of beef or chicken. We both got beef.
Mm-hmm.
With cilantros and onions.
Yeah, and you know they do beef and steak. With beef, they have the choice of the ground beef,
right?
The kind of the classic taco when people think tacos, but they also do steak tacos,
right?
And so I got a mix of both, and boy howdy, those are some good.
You finished those. I'm not trying to call you out, but you did.
Yeah, but boy howdy, there were some delicious tacos, right? Like, and both were so good. I think I probably preferred the beef a little bit, the ground beef.
Really?
But both were phenomenal. Like, it's hard to say which one I preferred when I destroyed the plate.
Absolutely.
And I added jalapenos on there, and they have a verde sauce that comes with it that is so fresh and flavorful. And like, the beef has such a classic taco flavor and was phenomenal, and the texture's great. And it's, like you said, a pretty large street taco. Meanwhile, the steak I found had like a really good twang to it.
Yeah.
Probably from the marinade. And it too had such a unique flavor, and they were just really, really good. One of those things that I ate one and then I looked and then I ate another one and then I looked again and I was like, oh, I ate five of those very quickly.
Exactly. That's exactly how I felt. I had to purposely stop myself because they were so easy. It's like, boom, boom, boom. And then you're like, oh, I'll just do one more. Boom, boom, boom. And then next thing you know, you're done. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're so good. I just found them very rich in the flavors that they had.
100%. 100%.
And the tortillas were phenomenal. And the cheese. And there was nothing to nitpick about them. They were fantastic tacos.
I agree. And then for dessert, as you can call it that, we got tamales.
Oh, yeah. And we had their beef and pork tamales. And both of those so good. And the textures I find are so awesome for them. And they're so both rich in the, obviously the beef and the pork flavors and what you look for in the Mexican seasonings. And once again, it's hard to really nitpick on these because they all taste so good and they're so unique. You don't get tamales everywhere.
Yeah. The pork comes in a traditional red sauce. So they're not spicy. And I only mention that because as someone who doesn't do spice,
sure,
they're not spicy. But of course you always have the sauces on the side that you can add on top. I love the traditional pork and red sauce tamale, but I really enjoyed the ground beef. So maybe I didn't have the ground beef tacos like you did. So maybe that's why I also enjoyed the ground beef tamale because the ground beef is
really
good. Yeah,
you kind of got some there, yeah. And it's you get that really good corn flavor too from the tamale, and it's very, very good. And so if you're a big tamale fan, taco fan, this definitely needs to be a spot. And I love that we kind of highlighted it for this episode too, being that we're talking things off the beaten path, things you might not consider, places you might drive past, and Lulu's Tamales fits all of those categories.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm sure so many people drive by it and don't realize what all is in there because while we went on a Taco Tuesday and had the tacos and tamale. She also offers pozole, which is a traditional Mexican stew, sort of like our version of the gumbo, right? Because I'm Mexican of Mexican background. That's why I say ours. But she offers other lunch plates.
Yep. Nachos.
Nachos. She also offers like a chicken and a red sauce. It's a variety of Mexican, traditional Mexican dishes. Very authentic.
Yeah. And so love that we've really gotten a nice injection of international flavors to our cuisine that we have here, whether it be the Mediterranean ones, whether it be the South Asian, Desi style fusion restaurants.
Middle Eastern.
Right. And so there are so many different cuisines that have now found their way into Lake Charles's. And we have a wonderful international, really an international palate of either authentic or fusion style restaurants, and they're all really good. And so she is much more akin to the traditional Mexican versus Tex-Mex. And so it's nice to be able to mix it up and have a lot of different things to eat when you're in town or you live here. And so this is another great place to add.
Yeah, because you were asking her, you know, whose recipes are these? Are these your grandma's? And no, she's like, these are my recipes. They're Lula's recipes, and she's there and you'll get to meet her. And I also love that she has traditional Mexican, what we call aguas frescas, which is fresh water, what it translates to, but it's a refreshing fruit-based water drink. And she had one that day, and it was hibiscus tea. So in Spanish, it's jamaica, and it was really nice. And she had actual tapioca, which we'll talk about tapioca later in this episode. So yeah, if you haven't checked it out, it's on Highway 14, right there north of Lake Charles, heading to Moss Bluff. Definitely invite you guys to go check it out and try some authentic Mexican flavors.
From a great meal to a great guest, we welcome on Madison Yates here from Visit Lake Charles. She's our destination service specialist, aka she promotes meetings and events and really helps connect those clients with our local businesses. And she's also in charge of our weddings market. The Louisiana native is excited to be on the show. She's only told me a couple of hundred times since being asked. So welcome to the show, Madison.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
And as many of you know, Southwest Louisiana is known for our big city amenities and small town charm, which makes for a vast array of experiences that one can add to their itinerary. From the types of food to the outdoor adventures and national and regional entertainment to the lake area draws. But before we get started, Madison, we ask each guest a few questions to let our listeners know you better and how you play in Louisiana's playground. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Quick, crawfish or gumbo?
Crawfish.
Why?
I love to work for my food, and I like the seasonings on them.
I've never heard someone say I love the
work. I feel like in time that I have to peel them, I'm eating less. So it's kind of like I'm getting fuller quicker.
Okay, that's an interesting way to say that. Okay, yeah. I figured the social aspect would be a big one for you as well.
Yes. You know what? Actually, yes. I love to sit around the family, around the table with family and just peel the crawfish and enjoy the good vibes and good music.
That makes sense. And you get to chit-chat, and connect. I love that. All right, poolside or beachside?
Poolside. I'm not a big fan of sand. And whenever I do go to the beach, I have to bring a paintbrush to get the sand off of my feet.
Ooh, that's a good tip.
Yes.
You're like an archaeologist for your feet.
Exactly.
Discovering one toe at a time.
Yes.
All right. Concert or comedy show?
Concert all the way. I love to dance, sing, and just be around in the community. This past, couple of weekends ago, I went to This Is Home Fest, and it was just a good vibe out there with Rusty playing. So definitely concert.
Yeah. And now that we know a little bit about Madison, let's get ready to talk about today's topic.
Yeah. And so we're doing another one of our kind of, we're going to say some categories and pick it out. And the theme for this episode is one that I think is going to be a lot of fun. You know, after 94 episodes of the podcast, we're on 95. And so there are a lot of places that we've highlighted once, twice, three, four times as many. But there's not a ton of places that we haven't highlighted yet. And so that's what I wanted to make sure this episode was about, is this, you know, the side of Lake Charles that you haven't heard about yet, that you might not know. And so we're going to have a lot of fun. We have a few categories, and we're going to start with, wait, this exists? That's going to be the category for this one. What we'll do is we'll start with Madison, go to Candy, myself, and then we'll work back from me to Madison again.
Love that.
All right. So your, wait, this exists spot is?
I would have to say Grounded in Nature, which is located on Ryan Street across from Rick and Jack's. So it's a plant shop that she sells local artist pieces, so beaded earrings, different bulbed plants, as well as different plants as well. And then there's a creative shop on the other side where you can paint flower pots, different types of arts and crafts, as well as she does host multiple arts and crafts events. And whenever I say she, I'm talking about the owner, Katie. She's got great energy. She just has a great, business that she's, started her own. And it, of course, it's a safe and inclusive place for all adults to come together.
I love that. Madison, you and I have actually been there.
Yes.
We made our own little, a cacti pot?
Yes.
Like a miniature.
Yes.
We got to take some. And you know what? I'll be honest with you, Brady. That was very therapeutic. Just sitting there.
I mean, anytime that you kind of work with your hands in that way, right? Mm-hmm. Like you just kind of escape. Spending some time doing those things is so good for like every part of your body, whether it be your brain, your actual hands, all of those things. And so, yeah, I love that.
Okay. So my weight. This exists spot is Creative Roots. This is on Ryan Street. If you haven't been there, you are missing out. If you are ever looking for local art, local goodies just to take, maybe as a souvenir, or maybe you just want to support local, head on over to Creative Roots. They have a variety of local artists, of local vendors inside the shop. And it's also like Madison mentioned, a very inclusive place. Everyone is welcome. And what I love about that place as well is that they don't only have, arts and goodies that you can buy, like handmade stuff. They also have a full living herbal wall, which Madison, you were showing me yesterday as well. Over 100 organic herbs growing right there inside the shop.
It's pretty neat.
It's wild to see. And so it's just so nice that you have a place like that. And also, they have a little section with a couch where they have little tables. So like if you ever have a lunch break or if you're here visiting and you just want a place to relax for a little bit with a cool atmosphere, head on over to Creative Roots because they will welcome you with open arms and you can just show up and hang out for a little bit. And it's right there. It's right down Ryan Street near 210. So if you're in the area and you're exploring, hey, and you need a little break, there's a great spot with some AC.
Love that. Okay. My weight, this exists, is something that stuns people from out of town every time they come in, especially if they're not from this part of the U.S. Drive-through daiquiris.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. I agree.
We have so many great daiquiri spots. It's not like we're littered with them, but there are numerous locally owned daiquiri shops that are so awesome to swing by. Paradise Daiquiris, Frosty Factory, Twisted Daiquiris. And you can drive up, tell them, yes, I would like the king cake one or
Do you have a favorite one? White Russian?
Personally, I always typically like some type of cinnamon. If I drink them,
I'll go like some type of cinnamon.
There's like a banana chocolate one. What is it called? Banana chocolate. I don't know.
Gosh, it's been so long since I've gotten one.
So my favorite, I have a favorite. Okay. I live near a daiquiri shop. All right. I live near one of the Paradise daiquiri shops. Mm-hmm. And so my favorite that they make is Pineapple Paradise.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And here's why. Not only is it just the daiquiri as it is, they use pineapple rum.
So it just adds
another layer.
Just another layer.
Yeah.
But it's just great. You pull up, you tell them your order, and then it comes out with a piece of tape. Then that tape is doing an act of God on that. Because you don't move it while you're in the car, obviously.
Do not.
But as long as you've got that tape on it, you're good to go.
Yes.
So leave the tape over it so you don't, you know, you're not drinking out of it.
You're not tempted.
Until you get to where you're supposed to go. But yeah, the drive-through daiquiri culture is pretty cool here and something that's really neat and convenient for you going to a little party or mm-hmm. even, like Candy says, she's grabbing one
going
home to go home.
Yeah.
It's great.
And you can get a jug, you
Does
know,
that
to share
sound
with
bad?
Friends.
Yeah, there you go.
As well as with some crawfish.
All right, the best underrated meal now. So this is a spot that, you know, a very specific dish from a location somewhere that we hopefully have not mentioned yet. So it's a very specific dish from a location, that type of meal that you will swear by.
I'm excited for yours.
All right. My best underrated meal.
All right.
Westlake Wings and Chinese food.
I knew it. I had a feeling.
So
their
Chinese food is very good. Everything on the menu is good, obviously. But the wings are... You know, it's, I almost decided to put this on as the local secret because everyone knows locally this spot is where you want to go if you want to get wings. So they do three wings. They do a salt and pepper, a honey spicy, and a hot. And I know someone that gets each of them, right? Like someone swears by the salt and pepper. Someone swears by the honey spicy. Someone swears by the hot.
Right.
I rotate between honey spicy and hot. They are really good. They are battered and, you know, and then fried. So they're kind of a thicker wing. They're very large wings, and because they have that extra batter, they soak up every ounce of the sauce that they put on it.
I'm getting hungry.
And you can, another little secret, you can tell them, the excess sauce, can I have that over my fried rice? Because it comes with fried rice and an egg roll. And so then they'll put that hot sauce or the honey spicy sauce over the rice, and it is so good. Now, it might look like there's a long line if you go in, but they move very, very quick. So you're never more than less than 10 minutes, even waiting, standing in line to get your food. It is a perfect, no frills wing spot and easily my favorite in town.
I love that. Yes, I swear by the salt and pepper ones. But that's just me because I can't do spicy. That's my only weakness in life.
The only weakness.
I'm sure I have others, but that is my biggest one. All right. My best underrated meal has to be Zena's Pub and Deli on Gerson Memorial Boulevard. Now, this is a newer spot. They recently opened.
Made a big impact pretty quickly.
But they made a big impact on me. I just went there last week. I ordered the grilled kofta pita wrap, and it was out of this
world. Say
that
10 times fast.
I can't.
How much money are we putting on this? it was very good. Now, if you've never had a kofta, it's seasoned ground beef with fresh herbs and spices, but I got it Zena's way, okay? So we're talking spicy garlic mayo, fresh chopped onions, tomatoes, parsley, lemon juice, olive oil, sumac, which is one of my favorite Middle Eastern spices of all time. It has a tart, citrus-like flavor with sweet, slightly fruity and earthy tones. So it's savory but sweet at the same time. It adds a beautiful, I think, an appetizing like pop of red, kind of like paprika does sometimes mm-hmm. when you use it.
Yeah,
but obviously different flavors here. And it's made from pulverized dried sumac berries.
Yeah.
Excuse
wow.
me.
Wow.
And then finished with a pomegranate molasses. The sandwich, the wrap. Well, I got the pita wrap. The wrap is. The flavor is just next level. And on top of that, I added feta. To my wrap.
I've heard, love feta. Look, I've heard nothing but great things. I've yet to try it, but I've heard nothing but
it is so,
great
so, so, so delicious. And like I said, it's new, but it is, to me, so good. And I say this is my best underrated meal because I feel like sometimes if you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah.
So sometimes people just may not want to try things if they're not used to it. But this is so, it will blow your mind. It blew mine, obviously.
I am so intrigued by the pomegranate.
Yeah, pomegranate. So think of it, it's like basically tabbouleh, like all mixed together, but with the pomegranate molasses. It's a nice sauce.
Wow.
And so you have savory, sweet, salty, tangy. Oh my God. It's a variety of, it's so many flavors happening in your mouth. And so they offer it in a pita wrap, but they also offer it as like a po' boy.
Wow.
And they also have a po' boy option where if you just want like the classic lettuce, cheese, tomatoes, they have that as well. And you can make it a meal with french fries and a drink. Very like simple, but oh my goodness. So
those are always the best. The simple but great.
Yes. This Lebanese inspired food is right here in Lake Charles and you can always check it out. It's the real deal.
Oh, well, now I'm hungry. Thank you. So mine, I would have to say, is Yank Sing, which is off Nelson, very much tucked away. It's by the auto parts.
By my nail salon.
Yes. So I usually get the spicy edamame, which is delicious.
Chef's kiss.
Oh,
chef's kiss. Yes.
And I will get the Mongolian beef, which comes with fried rice. And then I'm a lo mein girl. I love noodles. So I have to get the vegetable lo mein. So I'll start with my spicy edamame. And then they've got the extra chili flakes in there with the garlic. Mm-hmm. So I take some of that and I add it to my fried rice.
The chili crisp?
Yes. Ooh. And I add that to my fried rice.
Good call.
And my lo mein just to kick it up a little level because I'm a spicy girl.
Yeah, you're a spicy girl.
I'm an Aries. but the Mongolian beef is like in this delicious sweet and sour sauce, I would say.
Yeah.
With cooked vegetables, they have bell peppers, onions. It's just so good. And then did y'all know that they have, I did not know this, they have a lunch buffet every day from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and it's only $11.99.
Ooh, Brady's going to be on
that. That's a good deal.
That's a good deal.
Now I know where I'm going for lunch today.
I know. I was so hungry. I was talking with Candy about it yesterday and I had to go get some last night for dinner. So, and it's good enough to last that over a couple of days
because
the portions are so large.
All right. Now let's move on to the local secret. It's something that you really only know if you live here. We're talking maybe a time-based tip, off-menu item, hidden area, something in that vein. Let's start it again, Madison.
The Tuesday Farmers Market. It is the farm-to-table farmers market, and it is at the Brick House. It is my favorite thing to do after work. They have a lot of local vendors from fresh meat, you know, from farmers outside of Orange, Texas or here locally. They also have fresh produce. They have fresh milk, honey, canned goods, you know, bread and buttered pickles, jams, jellies. And other artists also have booths. So last week I got like a cute little keychain to add to my purse. And overall, it's just a great place to gather and support small and local vendors.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah. And then Brick House also has like little plate lunches to take. So you can go there after work, get your dinner, and then be set for the rest of the week. So
I love that.
Yes.
Okay, great. So my local secret, if you saw it, you'd probably think, and if you're going to hear me say it, Library Riot. You're probably thinking, why would you pick a bar? Like a bar that everyone can see.
I'm so mad at you for taking that one, by the way.
Well, and yes, and you know why exactly. The reason I picked Library Riot as a local secret for me is because as someone who enjoys traveling as well, when I go to different cities, yes, of course, I'm driving by and I see different bars. And I'm like, okay, well, it's just another bar. What I love about Library Riot is that it's open 24/7. But it's not just a bar. Like I always tell people, I'm like, check out their social media pages because they have live music. They have comedy shows. They have slam poetry. So you just never know what's happening inside. So it's all right there in one place. And I know it sounds maybe a little chaotic, but it works. It works. They do such a phenomenal job of having the comedy shows and then it transforms into like a bar and you're just partying all night. So you can show up at 8 p.m. for a show or you can show up at 2 a.m. and you're not going to be late because they're open and they're there. So that is on Ryan Street. So I love Library Riot. It's a whole vibe. And they have a food truck, which you...
That is the best local secret. Like you've hidden the best for life. The best local secret is the food truck that opens at 9 p.m. on Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays, I believe.
Oh, he knows.
He loves their burger, cheeseburger.
They have one of the best cheeseburgers
in the entire town.
I was getting to it. And I only say that because, again, as someone who travels, sometimes I'm like, I'm looking for something cool, like an experience, right? Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to just go to another bar. As much as I do love hanging out at bars and just like lounges and stuff like that, this one, it's just so cool because you just never know. You could pop in and there could be slam poetry. There could be a comedy show. I went there, by the way, to watch a comedian that flew in from LA that was part of the Kill Tony show.
That's awesome.
So that was like very cool. And then next thing you knew, they took up all the chairs and it was back to a bar. And then we got a cheeseburger.
Yum.
Yes, you have to get the cheeseburger. All right. My local secret is more of a general rule of thumb. It's things that we know here. But once again, if you're not from this area, this part of the country, you might not realize gas stations are excellent places to grab a meal. Trust gas station cuisine, whether that be things like Cracklin's and Boudin and that type of kind of deli, the Cajun deli, if you will, or even just full-blown restaurants that we have attached to our gas stations here. They're always legit.
Yeah.
The restaurants attached to a gas station are some of the best food that you will get anywhere. And so don't judge the outside. Trust the gas station cuisines because I'm telling you, they are really good. It's, you know, whether it be, like I said, the Cajun deli style or even full-blown restaurants, you got to trust it.
Do you have a go-to gas station?
I've got a lot of them. It depends on what I'm wanting. Am I looking for Cracklin's? You know,
you've got a whole lineup.
Exactly. Yeah. Like they're great. And even the, you know, sometimes they just have the little hot boxes, right, that you can mm-hmm. grab. And like all the Gators on the Goes, for example, are yes. all very good. Like, breakfast sandwich. They have like a French toast sandwich that is.
Stop. My brother loves it.
They're so good.
He loves it.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next one. The under the radar outdoor experience. So we're not looking for obvious parks or tourist stops. You know, we're looking for trails, water access points, quiet nature spots, just some ideas of what we were kind of looking in going in. And I will open with a place called Calcasieu Point Landing. So it's on the southern part of Lake Charles on the way to Cameron Parish. But it's not quite that far, but it does. You kind of get transported a little bit. It's off of Highway 384, Big Lake Road, which that's what Country Club eventually will turn into if you keep going down Country Club Road, westbound. And it is a beautiful kind of boat launch. There's a lot of access points to fish into the water, and it's salt water there. That's where a big pelican gathering point is.
Yes.
And there are dozens of pelicans that will kind of just wait out for fish to jump, and they'll feed and rest there. And so seeing them that close is so awesome. You do have to be careful when you cast your line because they will meander directly into a fishing line if you're not careful. But
they're ready.
It's so cool. And we had some damage to the property back from Hurricane Laura, and they are actively now fixing it. And we will have a completely new dock area there soon. And they'll start running the bait shop and stuff there again once they're done with all that. And so it ends up becoming a real huge hub. But it's often not a place that if you're not from the area or even thinking about it, it's easy to forget with where it is, but it is a very cool stop. And even right now, it's a great place to go fish from. So awesome.
I agree. I think it's also just a beautiful place to hang out. And for our photographers out there who may be listening,
yeah,
wonderful spot to capture wildlife photography.
Yeah.
I also have a spot like that. Mine is Riverside Park. This is along the Calcasieu River. It's over 200 acres, completely free, and one of the most peaceful spots I think we have. There's a trail. It's about a mile and a half there and back that runs along the water, and you have fishing piers, picnic spots, a boat launch. It's perfect for, you know, a slow morning. If you're just kind of waking up, maybe you want to get some coffee at a local coffee shop and then you just want to enjoy some nature. I love it. And it's very simple to get to. But here is what makes it special to me. It just adds another extra touch to it. McNeese students, this is our local university, actually wrote original poetry inspired by the landscape, and they're placed along the trail. They're QR codes that you can scan, and they called it an ode to our bioregion here in Southwest Louisiana.
Beautiful.
So it turns a simple walk, in my opinion, and I think, into something that makes you feel connected
sure.
to Southwest Louisiana, and you'll leave with that and you'll always feel like, hey, I have a little piece of Southwest Louisiana with me.
And during the day, there are golf carts that they'll run.
Yeah.
That they'll take you to the back. Because, I mean, that mile and a half is a trek. But it's kind of like a little secret cove. It's crazy, especially if you look at it from a map. And you look and you're like, oh, my goodness. It's cool how it kind of looks. But they do kind of help ferry there for a few hours a day.
Yeah, and it's also concrete. So, like, if you like to bike, you can bring your bike. There's a launch. There's a kayak launch there that just opened last year. So, if you have a kayak.
It is very cool.
You can launch right off of that.
You fish there as well. Yes. You can crab there. You can catch fresh water because it's brackish water.
Right.
So you can both crab and catch panfish there. And so it's pretty cool.
So if you also, for our photographers listening, another great spot. What about yours, Madison?
Mine is going to be Hebert's Marina, which is down in Big Lake. We have a beautiful neighborhood down there, boat launch. Also have multiple properties that are for rent and for sale. So perfect summer places for, you know, you to plan a whole weekend to go out to Big Lake. And we also have the best sunsets, and it's, you know, clear
scientific.
View.
It's proven.
But I really like how Hebert's Marina, they have the land comes out to a point, and you're able to walk out to that point, and you're able to see just all the pelicans, the sunset, unobstructed, and you can see everything in that line. And we also have a lot of people who do fishing charters down there. So it's like two birds, one stone. Boat launch, fishing charter, and then you also have a property that you can stay.
Great pick.
Yes.
All right. Now let's look at the drive past it every day. So this is a place that it's easy for locals to ignore or just get so repetitive because you see it and then you kind of block it, right? Yep. And you forget about it. So the drive past it every day pick for you, Madison, is?
Sushi Box on
Nelson.
I have to be very strong to drive past it and not stop, honestly. But they have easy and quick ready to go grab like rolls in their cooler section. So say you're on your lunch break, you're coming in, you don't really have time to wait around for, you know, to place an order. You can just grab it, check out, and you're done. As well as you can, you know, order fresh rolls, fresh entrees, fresh appetizers, all of that good stuff. And it's just a great vibe out there. They have some little outside tables. So if you have time, eat there or you can eat inside. So
yeah, I love it. And for those who are visiting, if you have a show you'd like to go see, South Lake Theater is right next door.
Yes.
So it's always a great opportunity to
It's a great kind of central spot for a lot of things.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I'm right down the road from you, Madison, because mine is also on Nelson Road. It happens to be. We didn't even realize that. It's Crepe Escape.
Yum.
Okay. This is a place that I drive by every single day. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to keep doing that.
I can tell y'all are hungry.
I am. I'm very starving. What I love about them is that they do both sides really well. I'm talking sweet and savory. You can go for a full meal or dessert, depending on your mood. On the savory side, they have options like the Greek goddess with hummus, feta, and fresh veggies, or even something like a chicken Alfredo or chicken and waffles, which I think is just fun, but it's not trying to be anything more than just creative and satisfying,
sure,
in my opinion. I mean, you're talking about crepes, right? And I don't know how those girls do it, but they make them so perfectly every single time, all the employees there. And then on the sweet side, this is where Madison and I like to look. We're talking Nutella, Biscoff, cinnamon swirl, s'mores, all the things. They also have bubble waffles. Do you guys know what bubble waffles are?
Yes.
Brady, he's looking at me like a deer in a headlights look. They take a waffle and they make it like into a cone and you can stuff it with stuff. So it's like
it literally looks like bubble wrap. It looks like bubble wrap.
A waffle bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can hold it. You can take it on the go. Nice. Yeah. So you can build your own with like bluebell ice cream, fresh fruit, toppings, syrups, all the stuff that you can think of. They also have a full drink menu. And I have to say, John and I are obsessed. That's my boyfriend with the taro milk tea with double tapioca. That's our order there.
Yeah.
What about you, Brady?
I know those teas have gotten popular. So, okay. My pick for the drive past it every day is the Fun Center Putt-Putt on Petro Point right off of Common Street. it's easy to kind of drive right past it. You know, the Petro Point bowling alley is right there as well. And I guess this could kind of almost be a twofer, the fact that the bowling alley and the putt-putt. But we have a 36-hole putt-putt course. So you essentially have two 18s that you can play. And it's very relaxed environment. And there's really cool and funny kind of sculptures there. There's the gorillas, kind of my favorite.
I love it, John.
It's the pose.
It's the pose. I love it. John and I go there on date night quite often.
Well, yeah, and it's a great little date night spot. Yeah. Or even to bring your kids. I've brought my two little ones plenty of times. And so it's a great little putt-putt spot, right? Like, we forget how cool and fun and just the best part about putt-putt is everyone can play, even if you're not a golfer.
Exactly.
And so that's what's kind of fun about it. So cool spot to go to.
All right. So after you're done putt-putting, what about your niche night out?
Yeah. Niche night out is the next one. And we're looking for something different besides the usual dinner and drinks. And so my choice, funny enough, I'm connected to golf here. Lighted driving ranges over at Mallard Golf Club.
Yes.
On Morgan Field. They've just recently, in the last year, installed the lighted. So they stay on, and the restaurant stays open late with it until 9 p.m., and they've got great food.
Mm. I love
great
that.
Great food. So you can just kind of stay late and take some swings, have some fun on the lighted driving range. And then, like I said, you can grab a good bite to eat, too, either before or after, because they're open pretty late until 9 p.m. And so it's great. You work on your game or just have some fun. And it's, once again, a little date night, too.
I agree.
You know, or just hanging out with the boys or gals. And like I said, great food, like really good food you need to try.
Mm-hmm. You can also hang out with the boys and gals at my niche night out place, and that is the Cajun's Wharf Grill and Bar on Ryan Street. I love this place. I've been going there for over 10 years, and it's really, it can work for everything. Lunch, dinner, happy hour, game night, girls night, whatever you want. It's a local go-to spot, and my reasoning for picking this as a niche night out is because not only are you going to have fun and dance and like people watch, it's and you know, mingle with the locals and everyone who's there, but I feel like people always forget about the food.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Agreed. They have an extensive menu too.
They do.
Yeah, we looked at it yesterday.
Well, and my favorite are the duck tenders. You're talking about breaded duck tenderloin strips fried just right, and they're served with a sweet and zesty Cajun duck sauce. I always tell myself, oh, yeah, we can share these. And we never share. So we never share.
That's your meal.
This menu goes way deeper than the typical bar food. It really leans into what we do best here in Southwest Louisiana. On their menu, they have fried venison backstrap, even venison and duck tacos. You're not just finding that anywhere.
Right.
What I also love, some of the appetizers, listen to this. Crab kickers, alligator kickers, and even boudin-filled pelican rolls. This is boudin, pork, cheese, blend of herbs and spices for a unique flavor. It's, to me, the perfect fusion of Asian and Creole all rolled into one. It's like a full sampling of Louisiana flavor in one menu at Cajun's Wharf. Madison, what about you? Where are you going out for your night out?
Mine will have to be Velvet Room Lake Charles, which is a new bar that is connected down next to Panorama. So they've completely reinvented the space next to Panorama where they just had some old pool tables, has completely reinvented it, and is now downtown Lake Charles' newest dance floor. They have also host different theme nights, which is so fun. And the vibe in there is just very retro. They have, you know, these old style TVs set up, and then they have a stage, of course, and then most importantly, the best drinks.
Ooh. As Madison would say, it's giving.
Yeah, it's giving.
Brady's looking.
And finally, our last award is probably the most unique, right? Because it's the only one like it. It's something that feels unique to Southwest Louisiana, and you can't do anywhere else. Madison?
I'm going to give that to Ba Yoga, which is the combination of yoga and goat cuddles in an indoor barnyard space. And they also have a little pig named Daisy Lou, and she's so cute. They also offer mobile parties. So if you have a location, they will bring the goats to you, which I think is amazing.
We bring
amazing.
The goats to you.
Yes.
So does it like jump on you while you're doing
yes.
like downward dog, and it's like just yes. jumps on your back?
Yes. So they have like little buckets with feed, and they like you know, kind of get them to get on your back. It's super fun. I have done it twice already. I love it. And the owner, Regina, also hosts different adventure camps, which is perfect for the kiddos Neat. This summer. Yes.
I love that. So the whole family can get involved.
Exactly.
I love that. My one and only like it, and like Brady said, only in Southwest Louisiana. And as you hear me describe this, you're going to say, well, Candy, I can do that anywhere. But no, and I'll tell you why. Gallery Promenade. Now, this is a free and open to the public event that happens every year, and you get to meet local artists across downtown Lake Charles. Everyone comes together, and you get to walk and drink and explore the local art that we have here in Southwest Louisiana, and you get to buy. So why I say you can't do this anywhere else? Because you're meeting local Southwest Louisiana artists.
Yeah.
I actually saw a beautiful painting 10 years ago at Gallery Promenade, and you get to go to different venues, and I commissioned that painting from the artist and turned out to be an art teacher from Graham Lake High School.
Wow.
And that is hanging up in my house today. You know, supporting local. Yeah. So for me, Gallery Promenade, make sure to check out our events calendar for that. It's a pop-up art gallery. It's hosted by the local Arts and Humanities Council and the City of Lake Charles. And I think it's just really cool because not only are you getting to explore different venues, so different businesses because they open their doors for this night, but you're getting to meet the artists. And sometimes you're getting to see them do their craft right in front of you.
My pick is something that it's popular to Louisiana, but it's really big here, especially in terms of where you can do it and the multiple locations, and that's roadside crabbing. You don't have to be at a dock. You don't have to be at a massive, you know, the beach or anything like that, or any type of very exclusive location. When traveling down to Cameron Parish, there are dozens of stops just on the side of the road that you drop in, and you can go drop your crab net or your crab string with a turkey neck or chicken leg tied to it.
I'm a chicken leg.
Even
girl.
Your recent, whatever your recent catch is, right? Mm-hmm. You can, if you catch a fish, you can then use that fish as bait. There's multiple yep. options. I've used them all to catch crab. And it's such a fun activity because when the crabs are biting, boy, they are biting and quick. I'm talking in 2 hours, you can catch a few dozen. Mm-hmm. And so it's a blast. It's great for families. It's great for you just to go out and hang out and do it by yourself. It's therapeutic because you're outside and on the water. And it's just a lot of fun. And it's so uniquely Southwest Louisianian, right? It's that spending some time crabbing, catching those things, and doing so, like I said, on the literal side of the road.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look, there's a little small dam. Let's go and go there. And that's kind of the tip. Find a dam. Dams are the best place because
I agree.
That they love to congregate there, and you're going to get so many crabs and a great dinner out of it too, which is also great.
Yum.
So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun and one of my favorite things.
What better than blue crabs, Louisiana blue crabs?
Thanks again for Madison for joining us on the show, and Candy for being a great co-host. And thank you for taking time out of your day. Yes, I'm talking to you, the listener. If you enjoy the show, please leave us a rating or review wherever you listen, whether it be YouTube, Apple, Spotify, or my favorite, your Samsung refrigerator.
It will help us grow our audience and further share the unique experiences Lake Charles and Southwest Louisiana has to offer. Go to visitlakecharles.org/podcast for more episodes, where to eat, and events happening this weekend. I'm Candy Rodriguez in for Jillian Quarter.
And I'm Brady Raynard in for myself. Thanks again for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground. Sit tuned.